questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Our question today is a continuation of the previous session's topic of whether or not our infallible Imam, he knows the time of his reappearance. And we mentioned some viewpoints, the first one being that no, he does not know, because the knowledge of this reappearance is akin to the knowledge of the Day of Judgment, which only Allah and a select few people know. The second viewpoint was that he does know. And then we didn't get to finish this viewpoint because we said that, well, even in this, we went to another subject of whether or not he knows or he is currently unaware, but he will come to know. So, dear Sheikh, please expand upon this second view.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you rightly mentioned, this second group of scholars believe that when it comes to the Day of Judgment, because there is a comparison between and similarity between given by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt regarding the Day of Judgment and the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, when we refer to chapter Jinn, we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is the knower of the unseen, Alimul Ghayb, but and فَلَا يُثِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا, he does not disclose this knowledge to anyone, إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولِ, except for, those people, those apostles that he approves of.
Right.
So according to these scholars, there are some people who, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, they will know about the knowledge of unseen, which may include the time right. for the Day of Judgment, and the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So we have these two viewpoints among Shia scholars. Because that question also includes the part that if, for example, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam knows, then why we are supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Let me, address right. this question too, then I will come back to the main question. It doesn't make any difference whether Imam Mahdi alayhi salam knows the time of the reappearance or doesn't know. If we pray, for sure it will change. The result.
Just like a sadaqah, exactly. charity, it extends your lifespan.
Yeah. So when we may raise the same question regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does Allah know about the time of the reappearance? Of course, yes. So why we are asking God for the reappearance,
right.
does it make
Same
any
thing.
Difference? Same
right.
thing.
Because if there's a specific date in time that's yeah. going to happen, why should we even pray for it?
So Allah knows that the reappearance would be on such a date because of our prayers.
Right.
So our prayers do change the fate, the destiny, and everything.
Right.
So the same is true about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Whether Imam Mahdi alayhi salam knows or not, it is us who can play at least a part of the role by right. asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hastening the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The date of the reappearance is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on some different factors. One of the factors is our prayers. So whether we ask, whether we supplicate or not, does have role to play. So it doesn't make any difference whether Imam Mahdi alayhi salam knows or doesn't know. We need to do our supplications and prayers for the hastening of the reappearance
right.
of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and it will have a role. So this is for that part. But going back to the main part of the question, as I said, there are two viewpoints. And so I have shared two viewpoints.
Right.
Our dear listeners may choose one or another because, right. as I mentioned, it's not a big deal which one of them.
It is not a field of research
exactly.
as such.
But personally speaking, I believe that because of different, indications in the narrations, it seems that Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, for me, doesn't know about the time of his reappearance and also about the Day of Judgment. I believe that none of the Imams and the Prophets, they know about the date of the Day of Judgment.
Right.
And a group of scholars believe the same.
So there's a third view now.
Yeah. No, it's not the third view. I mean, this is the first view that I shared.
It's the first view.
Yeah,
right.
first view.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give more...
what are the proof?
Exactly.
What are the evidence and so on?
So, I mean, I want to say that my viewpoint is not something new, is not something weird.
Right.
Before me, many other scholars, they right. have mentioned
yes.
that.
Yes. That's a very good disclaimer to give.
Yeah.
yes. It isn't only our show's view. That, no, no.
That's the point.
Right.
So... as I mentioned, I think in the previous session, although the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, the Prophets, they are the most perfect human beings on the earth and the most knowledgeable people,
right.
but their knowledge is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me share with you a phrase in Dua Yastashir, quoted from our Holy Prophet, peace be
right.
upon him and his family. In it, addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَهِ أَنْتَ الْعَالِمُ وَأَنَا الْجَاهِلُ O Allah, you are alim, you are knowledgeable, but I'm ignorant. Now, when the Holy Prophet is calling himself ignorant, na'udhu billah, doesn't mean that he's ignorant. No.
Of course not.
It means that without you, O God, without you giving me knowledge, I do not know anything.
Right.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So the first point is that I mentioned that I just wanted to share this phrase from Dua Yastashir that without God, even the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, the Prophet, they know nothing.
Of course.
Whatever they know, they are gaining that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one point. The second point is that when we refer to different narrations, we see that in different periods, when the Shia, they refer to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt asking about the time of the reappearance, none of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt answered them in a clear way. And they say that, no one knows about that. This is like the Day of Judgment. Kadhib al-Waqqatun, all the people who decide a time for it, they are liars. So we may, receive this impression from the narrations that, it is a knowledge only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Or maybe also perhaps we can understand that this means that the date is changing.
That's another point that I would like to expand on in more details today if I have time.
Right.
We have, and this brings us to the discussion on Bada, which is considered to be as one of the specific beliefs of the Shia, which is not correct. Which means that this is the viewpoint shared by all Muslims. They may not
right.
call it Bada, but they do believe in that. What do we mean by the concept of Bada? Bada means that, let me before that talk about two tablets. One of them is called the Lawh of Al-Mahw wal-Ithbat. So the Lawh of Mahw wal-Ithbat, we have a tablet. Of course, this is metaphorical, of course. And the other tablet, let me talk about that, is called Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, which is the preserved tablet. Now, everything which is in the preserved tablet will not change and it will happen. It is only known knowledge in the preserved tablet is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the verses and the narrations. And the knowledge of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within the scope of the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat, which means affirmation and erasion, which means that, let me give you an example. So a person, we may consider a person, according to the preserved tablet, he will live for 60 years. This is for sure. But as an imam or as a prophet or as a very great man in spirituality, I have access to the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat. In that, I see that this person will live for 30 years. Now, the point is that this is written there. Now, according to the narrations, that person then does Salatul Rahim, and his age is increased by 30 years.
So he does good deeds.
He does good deeds.
Right.
So it is erased from that tablet, and the new one is written, so to speak, based on today's vocabularies.
Yes.
So, in the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat, different issues may be written and then erased, and new thing may be written.
Right. So it changes.
Does it change the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the preserved tablet. But the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat may change. And that is why we see sometimes in the narrations that a prophet, for example, told some of his companions that this man will die today. And then later they came to know that he didn't die. And then they realized that it was because of the fact that he did a good action.
Right.
It is because of the fact that the knowledge of that prophet was based on the tablet of al-mahw wal-ithbat. And it was written on that lawh that he will pass away today. But right after that, he did that good action, so his age was increased.
Right.
So this is what we mean by bada. It doesn't have anything to do with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when it comes to, of course, it doesn't mean that, the religious knowledge of the imams may also, change. No, we are not talking about religious knowledge. I'm not talking about that, for example, in the Lawh of Mahw wal-Ithbat, it's written that there is only one God, but in the preserved tablet, we have two gods. No.
Right, like, hold up.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong.
So morning prayer is two rak'ah in Mahw wal-Ithbat and three rak'ah in talking about religious, because sometimes when we raise this point, some people may say that, okay, so whatever we receive from the imams, it may be changed. No, we are not talking about this part of the religion.
Right.
We are only talking about some events.
Cosmic events happening.
Exactly. Which have nothing to do with our religion. Our beliefs are there, certain. When it comes to the Islamic laws, everything.
Of course.
These are for sure there, and there is no change. But when it comes to some events, it is possible for, according to many scholars, for the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt to know about an event based on the Lawh of al-Mahw wal-Ithbat, and then it may change based on the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same can be true about the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Even if Imam Mahdi knows about the time of the reappearance, because this is an event, it's not a fundamental belief, it's not an Islamic law. His knowledge is based on the Lawh of Mahw wal-Ithbat, and it may change.
Right.
So only Allah knows about the exact time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi based on the preserved tablet.
And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for sharing with us his knowledge, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن